Another thing, old man had that toothless part filled up with stuff come over that boat. I just want to move automobiles, I suppose.
Yeah.
So, Pop was the best diver of the bunch. Could stay on, there wasn't no diver suit, but he could stay on the water more longer than anybody else. So he'd go underneath there. Well, there was something square, like a big tank. Don't know if it's water tank or a vault or what, but he went out and he tied it. It had Grandpa this gun, it wasn't too big. He'd be trying to raise it because they was tying all the blocks and alleys and all that.
Yeah.
So Grandpa says, we're going to try to get another boat to come here, one on each side. So they got old man Suarez, her name was the Maggot, a little bigger boat than Grandpa.
Yeah.
So they got on there, but they couldn't raise that thing. It must have been fast to the boat. To the key. That could have been a vault, maybe with the people. When they come over here in this country, that they put all their belongings in waterproof vaults, you know.
Yeah.
Could be one of them. It's still there.
Huh.
I tried to, 62 was about to raise it, but you see the law is this. The state of Mississippi law is you're allowed 500 feet.
Yeah.
Property owners, that poor property has been changed hands so many times, just about to go to work on it, but couldn't get no satisfaction out of the property owner.
Yeah.
See. So, the boat was all on that 500 feet line.
Mm-hmm.
Just cut it through. But when Pop and them got the boat, that place used to belong to the condo. And my grandpa at that time was working. My grandpa was working for the maintenance man around this place. He had money. But he didn't care. Well, I saw it from Pakistan, old man, he was a smart man. I got all the papers there, yeah. Come to see him about it. So we got everything fixed up, was going to raise it. Went to the Coast Guard station there. Told them they'd give us Coast Guard protection. And everything went down. And then we went to Scranton to Pascagoula and seen Collie. He's got all kind of big machines, you know. Well, he agreed to go with us. He was going to get 30%. I was going to get certified, the family. And the old was going to get 35%. But we was in it.
Yeah.
Well, there was some fellow that owned that place. Well, me and me went over there and talked to this fella. And he says, well, I didn't know nothing about all this. He says, before I make an agreement, I'm going to try to find out something about this.
Yeah.
See? So that kind of hooked us up.
Yeah.
First thing you know, Carly called us up, said they wanted to see us. So we went over there, he says, I tell you what I'll do with y'all. He says, I don't want to fool around that day, Tom. We're a big company, we might get sued.
Mm-hmm.
I can't go in that man's property that fit 500 feet. So I tell you what I'll do with you, he says. You both fellas come here and leave us. We'll stand the rig down there after dark. Or either I will meet you in the Biloxi with the rig. Throw our drag line there and see what we can find in that rig. No, Mr.